Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love, this day of April 23rd, 2011. This is an Easter program, the night before Easter, Easter Eve, you might say. So I thought I would do a reading from my alter ego, Christos Lightweaver, today. And every once in a while, I try to channel my higher self. And today, Easter Eve, I'd like to channel a message from Christos regarding resurrection and ascension of Christ-like love. Now, this is a different kind of resurrection and ascension service, you might say. I'd like to think it's a service that everyone could channel right along with me. So I'm going to be going into this. You can read the copy, the full copy, at the link I've provided on the Cosmic Love website. And the point at this time, this cosmic point in cosmic history, you might say, is that many people are waking up to the signs of the end times, it's sometimes referred to. And different people read these signs in different ways, and obviously these are the times that are like a Rorschach for many people. They can read into it whatever they want, like an inkblot test, a Rorschach test. And for some, it's the crucifixion of Christ-like love that they see in the world and they feel in their life. Excuse me. And when you suffer this crucifixion, so to speak, it's easy to awaken to utter contempt for the whole experience, getting stuck in the suffering sinner-saint syndrome with no resolution. Others will get past the crucifixion with a resurrection spirit. And this spirit is a philosophic calm that sees the justice that just is in this entire situation of end times. Such Buddhic calm is the spirit that matters. Like a still mountain lake which reflects the heavens and allows depth perception into the still waters of conscience, as above, so below. It is this resurrection spirit which pricks the conscience and brings one back to love that is forgiving, rather than forgetting and blaming others for what's wrong in your world. Not all people have awakened to that conscience, but when they do, there's no going back to duh. Duh is an acronym for dumb, unconscious, and heartless. So when in full conscience, one is resurrected or otherwise enlightened, and old habits of duh lose their grip. In full conscience, there is only the pure intention to pay attention for our evolutionary ascension. Hearing that still small voice of Christ-like discernment as yea or nay at each fork in the road ahead. So there's going to be a lot of forks in the road ahead, you might say. There's a big curve in that road also. And it doesn't serve one well to have their eyes glued to the rearview mirror. That's a sure formula for crack-up with the big curve just ahead. So there's some first principles, you might say, of the spirit that matters at this time. And above all, there's the understanding that the greater the love, the spirit of unity in our diversity, the greater the natural result with our common sense unity conscience. The common sense used to be a common term for this concept of unity conscience. A conscience with the sense of common meaning, value, and purpose, a conscience that everyone could agree on, that was referred to as common sense. With that understanding, perfect love casts out faithless fear and inordinate desires. It gets off the cross of suffering with a beatitude, a beatitude beyond pleasure, pain, loss, gain, fame, or shame, which is all the same when in the resurrection spirit. The concept of polarity, or the concept of two in one through the co-creation with the resurrection spirit, is the concept of the ascension current, the currency of conscience, which transcends duality, which is the divisive diversions, dysfunction, and dis-ease as the downward spiral which leads to death of conscience. With the compass of conscience, we are naturally guided for self-correcting, self-elevation, an upward spiral of a salvation nature. Our own self-fulfilling prophecy, you might say, is, you know, on that upward spiral, is an ascension path home to the one heart of all hearts. The beginning of this atonement, this at-one-ment, is the end of the sense of separation and suffering as we have known it. So, times are changing very quickly, and a new time follows the end times. And that prophetic time is upon us. Indigenous cultures worldwide have known of the prophecy for thousands of years, that a big change was coming, that materialism would succeed at the expense of spirituality, and that the whole world would experience chaos, but this too would pass. The beginning of a new world will indeed be the end of the world as we have known it. As the veil thins with galactic alignment in 2011, and if you're reading along, you'll know that that galactic alignment in 2011 is hyperlinked. So you can go to an in-depth page that gets into the subject of what's going on in 2011 that's accelerating change. And as the veil thins with this alignment, we're seeing what is referred to in the Mayan calendar as the final ninth wave of the Mayan calendar, which ends in 2011. And with that ending and a new beginning, we're seeing a prophecy in motion. This prophecy is being revealed. This is the unveiling as the veil thins. And unknowing of the outcome, we are creating a path as we go. All we know for sure is a little more than what we feel in our hearts, think in our minds, and do with our hands. So the great testing of the great purification, as the Hopi referred to it in the Hopi ancient prophecies, this great testing has begun. And either we awaken to eternal salvation with the spirit that matters, or by default, the momentums of duh, or the, you might say, the momentums of dark side contempt for the light keeps one on the cross of the crucifixion. This is the test that's best for all souls at this time. It's a great drama. We're all like actors on the stage. We all have our part to play. But this time of great testing has been ordained from the beginning of time. For some, it's a bitter cup, seeing only the problem with the opportunity to get past the crucifixion with the upward mobile spirit that matters. Others see the opportunity with the problem, how to conceive, believe, and achieve the resurrection and ascent of conscience. This is the testing for all souls. It's the choice. It's the forks in the road and the opportunity for final choices, final decisions, for the final judgment, which is our judgment, as to not what happens, but how we respond to what happens. So just remember that the highest and best opportunity, as all hell breaks loose in 2011, you might say, which we're seeing all over the world. We're seeing with the weather, we're seeing with earthquakes, we're seeing with the earth changes, with radiation. Just remember that the highest and best opportunity is to be centered like the eye of the coming hurricane force winds of change. This requires hypervigilance, you might say, in ceasing prayer in a calm, meditative spirit, as will reflect, perfect, direct, and direct the Great Spirit. There's no security, no protection without this purity. So the shift, the big shift is hitting the fan. The winds of change have their own agenda. Mankind is reaping the whirlwind of deadly radiation from the Fukushima meltdowns. And you can see the radiation weather maps for your specific area by clicking on the link I've provided in the copy that's extended from the BBS Cosmic Love homepage. And I provide a link that you can go to as you get to this point. So you can look at the radiation maps, which are going all over the world. And this is by the Norwegian Institute. I give the reference to those to the institute that the source for those weather maps, and you can see how this is this radiation, some of which has a half life for hundreds of thousands of years. You can see how this radiation is going forth in different areas all over the world, how it's going up and around the Japanese current and the jet stream, down the edge of Alaska, and across Alaska, into the West Coast, across Hawaii, across the Midwest of the United States, and all the way across into Europe. So this subject is largely being ignored by the mainstream media, but the coming Earth changes, and there's a link there to go into what you can expect with the signs of the times with Earth changes. And these coming Earth changes will be self-evident in a very tangible physical way to everyone before long. And it will inadvertently bring humanity to their knees. It will be more true than ever that we ultimately have no place to go except the Spirit for salvation. So it's good to remember the words of Jesus on the cross before in his crucifixion, before the resurrection and the ascension, when he said, "Forgive them, Lord, they know not what they do." And what I'm saying here is the blame game is off the mark. There's no no resolution with blaming anyone else in the world for these Earth changes, these things that are coming. Obviously, God loves the poor in spirit, or he would not have blessed the opportunity of life for so many of us. And there's a lot of us who are struggling to maintain the spirit that matters. But if we go to the dark side and lacking love, we feed into the problem rather than the solution. Beyond blame is the real game, how we win stripes for the ascension. And we do that by coherence with the power of love that in the process raising ourselves in vibration and frequency and steadfast, centered and connective heart coherence, we resonate with that force, you might say, the light side of the force, and all other souls. And that momentum is strengthened and helps to raise up, as into critical mass, the collective conscience and the collective force of light and love in the collective conscience. So that's how we win stripes for the ascension, you might say. The record in Akasha is all being recorded to what extent one really loves. Now, no matter what happens, one thing we can all be sure of in the larger scheme of things is that sooner or later we're all going to die. It just you know, goes with the territory. Human lifespan, if we live 100 years, we're doing really good. And there was an expression that General Patton said on the battlefield once when he said the counsel to his soldiers was to kill them all and let God sort them out. Well, that's kind of a brutal analogy, but in the larger scheme of things, we're all going to die and God's going to sort us out. And the sorting process, where we're going to is largely where we're coming from. The choices we make now, especially when the shift hits the fan, the big shift, that the choices we make account a lot more for as a final testing, as our own final judgment of how we will best serve others, service to others rather than service to self. As the great law says, love is forgiving, not forgetting. So what goes around comes around, and as the veil thins in 2011, we're all accountable. We're accountable to that law. The principalities of darkness, as it's sometimes referred to in the Bible, the dark side of the force, whatever, it wants us to be angry at them or at someone or at the government or at, you know, the radiation, those who cause it. The dark side wants us to be angry, to keep us bound to them or bound to it. With a strong emotion of negativity, which the dark side represents. And that's why the rules of engagement with this enemy is don't engage. Rise above that negative energy. Be part of the solution with an ascension spiral of higher conscience, common sense, divine love, however you would put it. Because either the wisdom of love transcends the inversion, subversion, and perversion of the Great Spirit, or we become as miserable and hellbound, you might say, as duh. And backsliding does not serve the whole purpose of eternal progression of the soul. So the fan is governing the shift. When I say the fan, I'm referring to the solar wind of cosmic energy, which is intensifying with a galactic alignment in 2011. This solar wind is shaping up, you might say, what's called a perfect storm. And that energy from the galactic center, which is the center of our galaxy. If you look at our galaxy from space, it's like the Sombrero galaxy. And in the middle of the Sombrero is the great central sun, which is the big giant bump in the Sombrero, which has a flat rim that has hundreds of billions of star systems. And in the center of that star system, it all orbits around the great central sun. And the alignment of our solar system as it passes up across the Sombrero, the galactic plane of those hundreds of billions of star systems, is aligning with the energies. The alignment of those star systems in the Sombrero with the great central sun is creating an intensification of energy from this humongous great central sun. And that energy is a two-way current that goes in and through the nucleus of our galaxy, which is like the nucleus of a cell. And that nucleus, according to what the astrophysicists say, is like a black hole, which resonates with the nucleus of galaxies throughout our system of worlds, throughout the universe. There's a resonance. And there are cycles within cycles within cycles of our planet, our solar system, and our galaxy that are all converging right now to a perfect storm, a resonance or a coherence with the power of love or the light of God or however you want to refer to it, is not just the great central sun, but with cycles that the Mayan calendar identifies as going back hundreds of thousands of years ago. Saw a little blip there. I don't know what it was. I was talking about a perfect storm of cosmic energy from the great central sun through our solar system, resonating with the sun of our solar system and resonating with every cell and atom of our consciousness, our DNA, and our world at large. Now, in other words, whatever it was I was referring to, it overloaded the circuits, and for a second we broke the contact on the with BBS radio, but I'm back. And the whole point I'm referring to, and that little added punctuated the drama of what I'm referring to, is that there is a big shift of energies going on. And it's not just the 24,000 or 25,800 year precession of the equinox of our solar system. It's the Earth as a whole living being is ascending to higher frequencies. And the principle of, you might say, the Divine Mother or the Divine Father of nurturing, caring, protecting, directing energy is the first principle of Mother Earth in marriage to the Father in Heaven. And that principle is a transformative potential that's far greater than the sum of the Mother, Father, Alpha and Omega parts. And together they are getting ready to clean house on Earth as in Heaven, big time. Some people refer to this as the big shift. You could refer to it as a perfect storm for the great purification or whatever. And what I'm saying is that these are very interesting times. In 2011, we're going to be seeing the changes, the big shift coming to a head in our social, political, our economic institutions, and the Earth as a whole, the Earth body as a whole. And the portents, I provide links regarding the Earth changes you can read for yourself. And I'm not saying it's foreordained or etched in stone, but you can survey that information and realize the great need at this time to get right with Mother, Father, God, all that is real, all that is of a pure intention, with the currency of conscience, our most sacred property. So you can call it unity conscience or conscientious common sense or universal co-creation with the power of universal love. Whatever you call it, we're talking about an intelligence, a systemic intelligence that's in the universe, and we are in the universe, and the universe is in us. It's resonating in our cells, atoms and electrons. It's the ascension current in our bodies. It's the ascension current in the Earth. And this is the process of conscious evolution, and has been from the beginning, but it's accelerating now. We've seen the acceleration on Earth in consciousness and civilization in the last 100 years. That's just an exponential curve. Well, now it's going, you might say, to a higher dimension. And those who come up higher with the resurrection and ascent of common sense, unity conscience, at this time will have the reward. They'll win stripes for their ascension. They'll gain momentums in the physical that'll carry them through to the spiritual. So hang 10 and surf the tsunami, the big wave of change, the big shift that's coming. The massive change wave, which is about to transform Earth, is not the enemy. It's been ordained by a higher power that's far higher than man's puny comprehension of the cosmos and of our universal role of co-creation with the spirit that matters. So that spirit is basically one for all and all for one, and how to be one with the one law of what goes around comes around, reaping what we sow, to reach their own soul contract for atonement, at-one-ment. So the whole idea is to own it, the highest and best use of your gifts and talents for service to others, the love that is forgiving. If we forget to forgive, so will we reap the whirlwind of unforgiving circumstances sooner or later. It's the law of what goes around comes around in the larger scheme of eternal progression. So pay attention in the way that attention pays. Pay attention to the seers and the visionaries, the wise knowers and the way showers at this time. Attention pays given pure intention for our evolutionary ascension. Past this life, the only thing we will take with us is the record of how much we truly loved. So this is obviously the golden rule whereby love rules. The message of the ascended masters in this regard is paramount at this time of all times. The path of the ascension is not a mystery when known. We ascend to the extent that we center and connect with the momentums of mastery which resurrect conscience in the image and likeness of heartfelt compassion, the Holy Spirit of universal love in action. So compassion in action is the way that we pay it forward. That's how we network for the net worth of net reality with the ascension current, the currency of conscience at the heart of our evolutionary ascension. It's the power of unfettered joy, peace, caring, and love that has always been a higher power which heals the cells of the body, clears one's state of mind, resurrects the spirit that matters, and reboots the earth platform for the evolution of souls. So take heart, hold the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of your resurrection and ascension, co-creating with the power of love. Now, this last 2 weeks, I've worked on this article on the power of love. If you click on those keywords in the copy from this Cosmic Love reading, which is there on the webpage. It is linked when you get to this point in the copy. If you click on the power of love, you'll go to a, you might say, an in-depth version of the Easter story, of the path of the resurrection and the ascension. So I thought I would share this, and if anyone would like to call in at this point, that's fine. I'm willing to go on with a little bit more of the keys to building your immune system with the most powerful love in the world, and I will. But in the meantime, I thought I'd take a station break. You're listening to Cosmic Love, and this is on BBS Radio, and the show today is an Easter show. And I thought I would give everyone the opportunity to share what's on their heart at this time. If you'd like to add to the message. So what I'd really like to do is give more of a little in-depth overview of this subject, you might say, for initiates, those who have initiated a higher understanding and appreciation of cosmic law, the code to the codes, you might say, the cosmic codes to the ritual of crucifixion, resurrection, and the ascension. It might say how we navigate from our lower self to our higher self, and to, you might say, the common sense we all share in the heart of hearts, our divine self, our real self. How we go to the Father through the Son, you might say. How we go to the Mother through the Daughter. How we go to the higher self, the real self, you might say, through our higher Christ-like self, our Buddhic self. And that process is really the most powerful love in the world, which is spiritually will do more for your immune system, you might say, all immunity against all that is less than health, wholeness, holiness, all that's less than love. So here's to the most powerful love in the world. If you click on that, you'll come to a page which gives an orientation to the ultimate science of success with the most powerful love in the world. And we're really talking about the ascension process here, and the natural order of the universe as frames the constitution of the ascension process. So heaven knows there is a divine order to the universe, and it's the natural order whereby circles of orbits go round and round, and the great law ordains that that which goes around comes around with the full recompense of the immutable law, whereby the heart of kind men sees kindness in all mankind. One in God sees God, sees love in each one. For every action, there is equal reaction with cause and effect, as we'll reap as we've sown with every one. Co-creation with God love represents divine order. The synergy of human love with divine love and the balancing of male and female energies in the left and right hemispheres makes for greater love. The holy whole is greater than the sum of the parts. Such wholeness at heart heals holistically with higher power than its absence. This is the whole holistic and Holy Spirit empowering wise dominion in love. So take heart and claim the victory of this divine love. Make the vow of great valor for the victory. Embrace the virtue of pure intention. Seize the vision to focus your attention for ascension. Self-elevation as salvation. This ascension process is ordained for this time. The end of time, as we have known it, is now the beginning of a new time, an age, a new age, as the language of conscious evolution is harmonized with the purpose of co-creation. Co-creation with God, divine love, the spirit that matters on earth as in heaven, etc. So assemble the components to the capstone vision. Define, refine, combine, and otherwise shine the most powerful love in the world. This is divine purpose. This is the plan of conscious evolution for one's own soul. Singular vision, the one-eye God, you might say, or the all-seeing eye at the center of the hurricane, fulfills the great law. The great law of, by, and for the great spirit at the heart of a global revolution in conscience, emphasizing revelations for conscious evolutions. In other words, the revelation revolution that we're about to see with a global revolution in higher consciousness as people turn back to God, because they've got no place else to go. Because as things get worse, the only way they'll get better is if people have returned to a sense of the sacred in the relationship with nature and with each other. That's kind of a self-evident truth. When things get really serious, it's the spirit that matters that governs the process of mind over matter, you might say. So it's all a matter of mind over matter. When there's mind, everything matters. When there's no mind, nothing matters. So this spirit that matters really is the upward mobile momentum of conscience, which becomes conscious of how one is conscious. And that feedback loop with higher conscience is its own self-fulfilling prophecy. This is the process that governs self-correction, or you might say self-elevation of a salvation nature. Once we become conscious of how we've previously been unconscious, it's the will of conscience to self-correct. It's the principle of biofeedback that once you become conscious with biofeedback of that which has been involuntary or unconscious in your body, you not only will to correct it, you can't resist self-correcting. And this self-correcting process is also the self-healing process. It's really the process whereby we become whole. We become more conscious of that small voice, that still small voice of conscience. And it gives us a yay or nay, and finally begin giving us a clear small voice and a clear louder voice of the path of evolutionary ascent. And it's different for each soul. Each soul is making choices, and every choice is a fork in the road, or and choices will be made on which path to take. And there's the high road and the low road. So the whole world is going through the biggest transformation in the history of recorded civilization right now. And there's nothing more valuable than a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of freedom with this vision. I mean, a child can understand the concept that God is love, which is why you must be like children to enter the kingdom conscience, which is the heart of true sovereignty. And if you can still do that, guided by your heart's compass, you will be blessed and be blessed with the higher power of love, or love's higher power. So, I mean, this is the common sense that may be uncommon, but is becoming more common and will become more common as push comes to shove and people basically go to their knees and recognize that there's only one real salvation as things get really serious. So ask yourself, can you conceive of a love more powerful than death in the eternal scheme of soul evolution? And that's a good question to answer before things really get serious with Earth changes. And ask yourself also, are you aware that such love prevents dis-ease as the dark night of the soul in a dense world? And obviously it's, you know, this is a dense octave of incarnation for any free spirit incarnating from other dimensions. And there is a lot of testing here. And so would you agree that the great spirit of great love heals all with the power of wisdom in such love? So we're back to that same point. The higher the concept of the great spirit of great love, the greater the results. Anyway, if this all rings true for you and you get it, that love is a power which is forgiving and not forgetting, you'll appreciate this understanding that you can't give what you don't have. And there's nothing more valuable nor anything more powerful than caring enough to prepare your conscience, your most sacred property, for sharing yourself in the way it is most likely to secure your optimal future with the highest and best use of your blessed gifts, inspired talents, and untapped inner resources of abundant conscience. The most powerful love is this abundant conscience. And it's really the key to the abundant life. Always has been, always will be, in the eternal scheme of things, the abundant life, eternal progression in this direction of the abundant life is the most, at heart, the most powerful love in the world. So So the greatest mystery is the divine in humanity, as raises all mankind as kind men. It's not a mystery when known. The higher your revelation of your own personal revelation of a higher power, the most powerful love in your world, then the greater will be your conscious evolution as conceived, believed, and achieved. So your bottom line for the abundant life is thus the highest concept of the ultimate science of success with the most powerful love in the world. So there is a science whereby spirituality transforms materiality with the spirit that matters above all. Then this is the power of love, which always has and always will heal at core levels. In the quantum universe, we live in an ocean of energy, and energy follows pure intention as focuses attention on wholeness for holistic healing of one's spirit, your mind, and your whole physical ascension. And that physical ascension is coherence that resonates. It's coherence of your heart, you might say, with the heart of universal love, the heart of God, the heart of the second coming of Christ, like spirituality in the hearts and minds of the masses. That coherence, that resonance in your cells and atoms, in your DNA and your conscience, that is a physical transformative process. And this ascension process is thus your own personal conscious evolution process. What you make out of it, how you make it so, is what we all get, whether we know it or like it or not. And if you want to get ahead of the accelerated rate of change in the world, uniting the family of man in our global village of instant everywhere and interactive net reality, then, and I provide a link, a portal, you might say, that goes to the next dimension of in-depth information on this subject. So we're coming back to the heart of co-creation with a higher power, a universal conscience, a universal intelligence, the universal love. And this process of resonating with that conscience, that energy, and basically making that the centered and connected process for meditation, prayer and fasting, mediation, you might say, of the Great Spirit. That process of mediating, you know, going to that resonance and that point of centered and connective calm at the center of the hurricane, however you visualize it, that's the process. And there's more you can go to in that regard. There's more links there. There's more of an understanding of the spirit that matters at this Easter season. I wish you the best. I wish you resurrection, ascension on the path. And happy trails until we meet again. So that's a wrap for this Easter show 2011. And I look forward to talking with you, having a guest. We have a special guest coming up this next show. And we'll see you then. So be well. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man in our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.